You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I am Mike Maino, and very happy to be sitting with two gentlemen representing the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Mr. Steve Miller is here, the publicist, as we've decided to call you. Welcome back, Steve.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Very, very good. And we also have the incredibly talented, the lovely, the cute, the inspirational Ed Marquardt, the conductor of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Welcome, Ed.
You're confused with my wife. I can see that right now.
I did have the pleasure of doing an interview with your wife last month, and she was lovely, Diana McVeigh. And great talent there. Someday, Steve, you and I will figure out what is she doing with him.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, I can see where this is going right now.
But anyway, welcome to the program. It's great to have you both back again. And it's been a little while since we've had the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra here. This is a big year because we are celebrating Ed's 25th year as conductor. And that's going to be a special event. Or has been a special event, which was just last week. But congratulations, Ed. That's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you.
And Steve, what kind of things lead up to putting on an event like happened last week?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, we had just a wonderful celebration for the chorale, and obviously this was for Ed's 25th anniversary as conductor for the group. There was a black tie evening at Quinescent Country Club, and there's a lot of kind of planning for the people that come, and then also all the auction items that we do to raise money for the organization. So it's a lot of details, but it was wonderful, everyone that showed up.
May right. I jump in, Mike? It was also the 55th year of the Civic Chorale as well.
55th year
yes.
of the chorale?
Yeah, not mine.
Not yours. Not yours, but... No, but 25 years for you is an amazing thing. We were talking about it before the show started, that there's not a lot of people can say they've been in one place for 25 years. It is amazing. You and George Kent, I guess, will probably be the two in Rhode Island.
Bunky's been around a while, yes.
Yes. All right. We are really here today to talk about an upcoming concert. And Steve, why don't you tell us the date and so forth and details about that.
Yeah, this will be our final concert of our 55th season, as Ed pointed out. And it's going to be Saturday, May 19th in Providence at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul. The concert time is at 8 o'clock. However, as in concerts past, we've had Dr. Samuel Breen, who's done a kind of a pre-concert talk and talks a lot about the program, which I know Ed will be talking a little bit more about on the program. Tickets can be bought prior to. We have advanced season tickets as well that are available. You can go to our website at ricco.org and get all that information.
All right. We'll obviously give you that a couple times throughout the program. But let's get to some music. We have some music that Ed has put together for us. And tell us what we're going to be hearing first, Ed.
This is a real special program for us and for the state of Rhode Island. We are doing the Rhode Island premiere of a work by Sir Michael Tippett on the second half of the program called A Child of Our Time. And I'll talk about that when we come back. The first two pieces on the program are Totus Tuus by Henrik Koretsky and Samuel Barber's very famous Adagio for Strings. The Totus Tuus, which we will hear first, was written to celebrate Pope John Paul II's third pilgrimage to his native Poland, and it was first performed in 1987 in June at a Mass celebrated by the Pope. It's Goretzky's second style, really. He was an avant-garde composer early in his career, and this is sort of a minimalist work along the lines of his probably his most famous work, the Third Symphony, which received a lot of airtime back in the 90s, and it was also called the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. So I think these two pieces go well as a foil or even companion pieces to the Child of Our Time.
All right, well, let's listen to that first one, and it's a little bit lengthy, so we'll just listen to a portion of it, and then we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided to us by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Ed, just to clarify, the event hasn't happened yet, so that obviously wasn't the Rhode Island Civic Chorale singing. Who was that recording done by?
It was the Czech Philharmonic Chorus under the direction of John Nelson.
Okay, great. And this next piece will be the same?
This is the Adagio for Strings by the great American composer Samuel Barber. And it started out as the second movement of a string quartet. And he orchestrated it and sent the orchestration to Toscanini, who sent it back. And Barber thought this was rather strange, but he found out a few weeks later that Toscanini had indeed memorized it while he had it for the weekend, and it received its premiere at Studio 8H in Rockefeller Center and was broadcast to the nation, and it became the most performed piece of American music by a classical composer. And at one point, a recording by the London Symphony Orchestra was the largest-selling classical piece of music on iTunes.
Hmm.
It's a great piece. I think, again, we're exploring in this program the light and the dark side of humanity. It's all about violence and nonviolence, and we'll talk more about that. Along those veins, the Adagio for Strings has been broadcast at the announcement of the funeral for FDR, Albert Einstein, Princess Grace, and many of you will recognize it as the background music to Oliver Stone's Platoon, the movie.
We will give that a listen and take a short break and be back with more of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Steve Miller is here and Ed Marquardt, the conductor. And Ed, you know, it's an amazing program that you put together, and the scholarship thing, if you, for lack of a better term, that you do every year is taken off nicely. And tell us a little bit about the scholarship thing and the people that that are involved with that.
You mean our past concert?
Yeah.
Sure. Every March we do a concert which features four collegiate soloists, and they are auditioned. This year we had 29 students from colleges throughout the area, New England Conservatory, Hart Conservatory, the Rhode Island universities and colleges as well. And they are auditioned in January and then perform with the chorale and orchestra in a March concert. They get a little stipend, but the main thrust is to give them the opportunity to perform with a professional orchestra. And this was our fourth year that we were able to
That is a wonderful opportunity, and keep that thing going. It's very nice. And now that kind of segues into the fact that there are soloists involved in this upcoming performance, right?
There certainly are, and we're thrilled to have Diana McVeigh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it in the family when we can. No, I'm kidding. Diana is the soprano. Teresa Buchholz is a mezzo-soprano, and her husband, Jim Bagwell, just conducted this work with the Collegiate Chorale in New York City. So Teresa decided she would sing in the chorus of her husband's choir with the Collegiate Chorale and learn how the piece went in that fashion. So she'll probably know it better than I do by the time she gets here. She has been here before. She sung Messiah with us. Michael Paul Krubitzer is the tenor. He's from New York as well, and he is new to our group. I heard him last summer singing Così fan tutte with Diana, and I was very impressed with his voice and decided to hire him. Aaron Angerbreth is our baritone soloist, and he is one of our favorite singers. He's a wonderful artist, great musician. And when I mentioned this to him last May that we were thinking of doing this, he says, "You better call me if you're going to do it." So I hired him right on the spot.
Excellent.
So we're thrilled to have him with us.
Great. All right, we're going to go to a couple pieces of music that you're going to put together for us in this one. Tell us about what's coming now.
Well, this is from Sir Michael Tippett's A Child of Our Time, and a bit of background is that it was written in 1938 and 39 and 1940, and it was precipitated, or the catalyst was, the murder of the Nazi official in Paris in 1938 by Herschel Grispan, a 17-year-old Polish Jew who took it upon himself to wipe out this Nazi official because his parents were denied access back into Poland. The event, the shooting of the official 3 days later, precipitated Kristallnacht and all that that entailed. Tippett took about 10 years to formulate his ideas of what he wanted to make as a social commentary in a musical way, and this provided him the reason for doing so. It took him 3 years to do it. It took another 4 years to get it performed. It's an exploration of the dark and the light side of man. And when sometime in the 70s, which is well after the world premiere, which, as I said, was in 1944, he said, "I did not mean this work to be prophetic. I didn't even think of it at the time. But as he looked back, and as we look back now, strife, war, famine, oppression continues to this day as we are sitting here." And so I think it is a wonderful opportunity for us to take a piece which was intended as an artistic social commentary and for us to make the same sort of social commentary today. So we're going to listen to two pieces to start with from this great oratorio by Sir Michael Tippett. The first is called The Argument, and it's sung by the alto, and she says, "Man has measured the heavens with a telescope, driven the gods from their thrones. Truly the living God consumes within and turns the flesh to cancer." And then the second is the chorus of the oppressed. "When shall the usurer's city cease and famine depart from the fruitful land?" What I might add is that Tippett modeled this great work on two models, pre-existing models, and one is Handel's Messiah. Uh-huh. It is in three parts. He uses four soloists, as Messiah did. The other is the interspersion of chorales, except in this case, as Bach did in St. John and St. Matthew Passion, yeah. Except in this case, they are American Negro spirituals, and again, depression being worldwide.
Thank you.
Steve, one of the things that the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra is involved with is something called the RICH program. Explain that to us.
Yeah, we were actually recently awarded from the Rhode Island Council of Humanities a grant to conduct around our program panels that are going to be talking about the program more in depth, and Ed can actually kind of comment on that a little more.
Sure. A couple of weeks ago, we did one at the Center for Nonviolence in Providence, and we're going to do one on May 3rd at the Redwood Library at 5:30. It's a Thursday afternoon in Newport.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a sociologist. We have a professor of sociology from the University of Rhode Island and a professor of music history from Rhode Island College, and myself will discuss how this, well, not only about the piece musically, but how it is applicable today and how it can affect the listener, perhaps to doing something about those terrible situations which exist now.
From a social standpoint.
From a social standpoint, right. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And that's going to be at the Redwood Library in Newport on May 3rd.
At 5:30.
5:30, all right. And is there admission?
No, it's free.
It's free.
It's free.
It's
yeah.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Council on yep. the Humanities.
Well, there you go. May 3rd in Newport, the Redwood Library, free evening of something you shouldn't miss. That would be wonderful. And let's get a couple more pieces of music in before we take our next break. What do you have for us?
We're going to hear this one of the soprano solos. By the way, the soprano plays the mother of the child of our time, who was Herschel Grispan. He's not referred to exactly as the Jewish boy who committed this murderous act, but he is the child in the title of the child of our time. So we're going to hear the mother sing, "How can I cherish my man in such days or become a mother to my child?" And that is followed immediately by "Steal Away," the great African-American spiritual.
We will listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquard and Steve Miller from the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And we've been listening to some wonderful music, talking about a performance that's going to be on May 19th at St. Peter and Paul Church in Providence. And Steve will give you a little bit more information about that in a few moments, but we're going to get right to some music because we've run a little bit long tonight. And we'll ask Ed to introduce a series of pieces, and then we'll come back from that and give you some more details about the concert.
These are four numbers from part two of this three-part oratorio. And here again, the parallel to Bach's St. John Passion is unavoidable. A double chorus of persecutors and persecutors sing, "Away with them, curse them, kill them, we have no refuge," which is parallel to the crowd scene in St. John where they yell, "Crucify him, crucify him." Then we have the chorus of the self-righteous, also a reference to St. John. "We cannot have them in our empire." And then the boy sings in his prison, "My dreams are all shattered in ghastly reality." And finally in this set, the soprano, the mother, sings, "What have I done to you, my son? What will become of us now?"
Not for those in prison.
Well, as usual, time flies when you're having fun, and it's been a great time here with Steve and Ed, but time is flying by. So, Steve, we want to get to you with some details about the concert on May 19th.
Absolutely. Yeah, as Ed had mentioned, this is the Rhode Island premiere of A Child of Our Time, and we're so excited about this performance that's coming up. So, again, it's Saturday, May 19th at the Cathedral of St. Peter's and Paul in downtown Providence. The concert starts at 8 o'clock. You can go to our website to get ticket information at ricco.org, or you can call. Our number is 401-521-5670. Again, it's 521-5670. Tickets range from $7 for students up to $22 for adults if you get them before the concert.
Sounds like a heck of a deal. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate that. And Ed, thank you so much for coming in and giving us some wonderful background on this story.
It's been my pleasure, believe me.
Always great to see you. And we'll go out with one more piece of music that we'll ask you to introduce.
I think appropriately we will end this with the this particular work's version of the Hallelujah Chorus, which ends the second part of Messiah. This is the spiritual by and by, I'm going to lay down my heavy load.
There you go. Well, we'll lay down our heavy load and see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.